Podcasting.
Almost live.
Everything digital.
The Everything Digital Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Saturday, January 1st, 2005. Happy New Year, and I am Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast, beginning the new year. Actually missed the, posted this on everythingdigital.org, I missed the actual moment of midnight. I was watching a movie, and that ended at 12:02, and I missed the countdown by 2 minutes. So that was uneventful, but anyway, I've got, as I posted on my website and in the last podcast, I've got a new Power Mac G4 here, and in addition to my iBook, and it's not an incredibly impressive one. I'll talk about it a little later on the show, but the main thing is, it's a G4, and that means I can run GarageBand, which means I can record in GarageBand, which means my podcast is now happening in GarageBand. I've got QuickTime running the audio, and I've got an Outliner software up here, but everything's going into GarageBand, which is great because Sound Studio, the software I was using before to record, is not extremely stable and would quit on me every once in a while. And also, the sound, I couldn't get the sound very loud. My shows were always pretty quiet because it would max out Sound Studio. So it's better now, using GarageBand, should be a little louder than usual, maybe even a little more high quality. So, alright, let's go ahead and start with your 5 5-second news headlines. Alright, eBay is planning to drop Microsoft's Passport service by the end of January. A new Windows XP Trojan infects computers when a user calls the help controls in Internet Explorer. Two new fast-spreading variants of the Symbian OS caperworm have been found. And Dutch authorities have recently issued the first fines for spam originating in the Netherlands. A group of large wireless carriers are developing a new 3G format that can send high-resolution video in an instant. Alright, there are links to those full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Alright. So, my new Power Mac G4, I'm calling it my new old Power Mac G4 because it's a pretty outdated model, 450 MHz PowerPC G4. 384 megabytes memory, 60 gigabyte hard drive, 16 megabyte RAGE graphics card, 2 USB, 2 FireWire Ethernet, Mac line in, audio out, monitor out, and serial ports. Now, the only kind of annoying thing is since I've got an RF wireless mouse and Bluetooth wireless keyboard, and it only has 2 USB ports, my mouse and keyboard take up both USB ports, and until I can get a line in microphone, I'm using my USB microphone and my Andrea USB, so I gotta unplug the keyboard in order to do a podcast. So I'm working without a keyboard right now, which has not posed to be an extremely challenging thing so far, but we'll see how it goes. So anyway, I think I'll get a line in microphone at Radio Shack or something pretty soon, probably before the next podcast. Alright, so down to news. Canon is entering the flat-screen television market. They're planning to manufacture rear projection televisions and OEL, meaning organic electroluminescence displays, in the second half of 2005. Also, they are planning to offer high-resolution SED, or surface conduction electron emitter, televisions. So these are pretty highly advanced television formats. Not really a whole lot of demand or a whole lot of supply in the marketplace. But Canon wants to get them out there, and they want to advance their position in the display market. So they're marketing these new, not many other people have gotten out. I mean, of course, it's a crowded market, but there's all these new technologies that are always coming up, and I guess Canon is going to begin to develop some of them. Alright, AOL is reporting a lessened spam load this year. They say the average daily amount of spam emails blocked has dropped 50% this year. Now, that may mean there's less spam, and that may mean their blockers just aren't as effective. The daily spam reports by AOL subscribers, though, dropped 75%, and that's a pretty solid figure. Number of total email, or maybe the users are just getting too used to spam, and they don't report it as often. Anyway, there's probably a way all these figures can be disputed. The number of total email messages sent to AOL members fell 22%. AOL attributes this to a drop in the lessened spam load. But this could be just because people are using SMS more often. I think I saw something about how email is uncool now in South Korea. Anyway, got some non-RIAA music for you, which I'll play now. There you go. This is Via Audio, Developing Active People. There you go.
Someone is around you, no one is inside. Hopeful they might find you soon, soon, soon. Headlights shining bright on CD on the dash. Check out the silhouettes.
All right, that's Developing Active People from Via Audio, of course, off of GarageBand.com. So, recently, you may have noticed, I've been getting a lot of comment spam on everythingdigital.org. So this is a very prominent problem for movable type blogs, which mine is one of. So I've tried to remedy it by deleting the spam comments and banning the IPs of the posters. But, you know, they can get new IPs. They know how to spam. So I don't think just deleting them and banning the IPs is going to work, for a long term anyway. So if anybody has any ideas, I read a couple articles, and one way is to convert the templates to dynamic format, I believe, and I just, you know, I don't want to do a site overhaul. If there's a simpler way and anyone knows it, just leave a comment or send me an email, alan@everythingdigital.org, and let me know if you've got any sort of fix for that, because it's really starting to become a problem. I'm getting like 3 or 4 per day, and just don't want all that junk clogging up my website. All right, so speaking of annoying things, the ongoing story of the Santi worm, that worm that attacked PHPBB bulletin boards by defacing them and using Google to find them in the first place. There's now supposedly a helpful anti-Santi worm that finds PHPBB sites in a similar way that Santi defaced them, actually uses Google to find them, and then it supposedly patches them. It also leaves a warning on the servers and tells the owner to update to the latest version. People or news organizations are saying that there are dangers in this sort of thing. Experts on the subject, it seems to be a result of good intentions, but there's denial of service attacks happening because maybe the worm or the anti-worm tries to access sites multiple times, and there has been a bit of history with anti-worms, and they do sometimes result in these denial of service attacks and are not always good for the web servers they're trying to help. So we'll have to see how that resolves. Certainly a lot of news on this Santi worm, and I'll keep you updated, because I know probably a lot of my listeners have PHPBB forum boards, very common board for websites. All right, so Thursday I got my New York Times circuit section. Thought I'd flip through it again. All right, let's see. So the main story, I thought this was kind of interesting. I haven't read the whole thing yet. I haven't had a chance with all the New Year's stuff, but customer service, the hunt for a human. In the internet age, many companies forego live assistance or even a phone number, but there are ways to make contact. So they talk about different ways to reach an actual human in customer service. And I know that seems unbelievable. Let's see, they talk about, this isn't really new news, but just reach the big media, I guess. Cable TV and a card, the cable cards, and using them instead of one of the big set-top cable boxes that the companies want you to buy, because then they can regulate all your cable use. Let's see. Terminating spyware with extreme prejudice. When all else failed, there seemed only one recourse. Erase my laptop's hard drive and start over. yeah, I'd say just get a Mac, but that's just me. Let's see. On their news watch, they got something about MSN TV2, the new revival of web TV system, that I don't think web TV was extremely popular. I knew maybe one person that had it. Just Microsoft, you know, continuing to try to merge the TV and the computer. So we'll see what happens. This is kind of interesting. Block intruders by rewinding your hard drive. It's a program that whenever your hard drive makes changes to itself, it puts those changes on a separate partition, and then when you restart your computer, everything goes back to the way it was because it erases that partition, and it just uses the base section of the hard drive. So, like, if you're worried about security or anything, or, you know, security from yourself if you make mistakes. Let's see, a simple keyboard for kids in the theme of SpongeBob. I won't be getting that one. It's like a simplified keyboard. Let's see, SAT on your Palm Pilot, and preparing for the SAT on your mobile device. Let's see, talking about wide format and cameras. Moving on, rather big and drawn out article on backyard weather watching, like backyard meteorologists and how weather is their hobby. And one guy who posted weather for, I believe it was like rural Colorado, Broomfield, Colorado, suburb of Denver. And then all these news networks in the area thought his readings ideal for their weather reports, so they started using his data. And how a lot of people are just buying this fairly cheap backyard weather equipment and doing their own weather websites about their local area. College recruiters lure students with new online tools. That's a pretty straightforward article. Online college recruiting. Let's see, more on the hunt for the human in customer service and terminating spyware. And about how Netflix is going to have user recommendations, like where you can recommend a DVD to a friend if they have subscribed to Netflix too. And then on the back, an article about Google Scholar searching text. They talk about Google Scholar, but then they also say, what about the texts that are written by hand and pouring through those older manuscripts? Scanning in your memories, go to the source, talking about scanning in the actual negatives from film instead of scanning in the pictures themselves, because the pictures get scratched and not always extremely high resolution. So you can use these film scanners and just scan it in right from the negatives, and you got a perfectly high quality scan. Now, of course, these film scanners aren't extremely cheap. It looks like $600 or $700. So if you really want to have extremely high quality reproductions of your analog photographs, then you could look into one of those. All right, there's the New York Times circuit section and some outro music. This is Maybe from Frida. And you can post comments at everythingdigital.org on this podcast entry or any other entry you feel like commenting on. You can also call 1-484-737-0669 and leave one of those audio comments. And I'd like to say Happy New Year to everybody listening, and I will see you on the next podcast.